You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anthony Herron, Score football analyst.
Especially with Roma Dunze out of the lineup. And one of the ways that Ben Johnson loves to attack offensively, he sort of overwhelms the opponent with this cascading array of motions and, you know, sight direction and everything else.
They're going quick.
Yeah, don't get that. Defense is a little worn down after the long drive. Don't give him a chance to breathe. Go right back at it again.
NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye.
Anthony Herron receives credit for it. Tenacious job by Anthony Herron, number 99.
Mr. Hedden, I want to compliment you. You're doing a fine job.
Big and Herron on 670 The Score.
We love talking to Anthony Herron. He is never scared of talking to us. This is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday here on 670 The Score, presented by Busey Bank and Gray Clips. And Anthony Herron, as you heard his credentials, is joining us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Ant will break down Chicago and Cleveland on the Score's post-game show on Sunday night from 5 to 5:45. But Ant, as far as this game is concerned, what did stand out to you the most when it came to how this one ended up in favor of the Packers?
Well, defensively, Dennis Allen had really done an impressive job of manufacturing pressure on the opposing quarterback without really having a consistent pass rush from his D-line. I mean, that's the most responsible way, let's call it, to get after the opposing quarterback. When you got a down three, a down four, a down five, who can just win one-on-one, who can beat blockers in pass protection and get to the QB, when you have to be able to add additional resources, then you do leave folks on an island. And so the mental pressure that DA's been able to put on folks throughout the season has shown up where he's at times been able to confuse quarterbacks, and you've got the experience of Kevin Byard in the secondary and just playmaking that's been enhanced by Al Harris's coaching on the back end, where a lot of these takeaways have been fantastic and have put the Bears in a really strong position this season. But when you face a veteran quarterback with a quality offensive mind and head coach and play caller, then that's a tough matchup when you're not able to just out-personnel the opponent. Sometimes you just got to be able to whip a block and get to the QB. And you look at, by comparison, the Bears offense, they were impressive in the second half with the way that you saw them be able to manufacture a pocket, essentially, manufacture throwing windows for Caleb via his athleticism and Ben Johnson's play design. Green Bay wasn't in that position. They didn't have guys in the Bears down four whipping blockers on the Packers' offensive pass protection. So as Dennis Allen was trying to manufacture some additional pressure, mental pressure, physical pressure, none of it was really rattling Jordan Love. Even at the times they came clean, ball was out of his hands. And so it was really impressive to watch the Packers operate in that way. And it did showcase one of the frailties that's within this Bears defense, that they just don't rush the quarterback at a high level without the blitz.
This segment with Anthony Heron, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Anthony, I think you summed it up there, talking about overall what happened with the defense. I mean, the explosives, that's the thing that we haven't seen in a long time. We got to go back, to the Lions game to see them being exposed at that level. Kyler Gordon not being there, how much do you think that had to do with what happened yesterday? Because I don't think he's playing anytime soon, based on leaving the game in pregame warmups and not being available in the game, because I'm trying to figure out, how do they correct this?
That's the tough part. And, you know, CeeDee Gardner Johnson, you know, he's been really good for the Bears since he's been here, and personality wise, since he was one of the guys who was viewed as kind of a malcontent before he got here, and Bears slugging him in the face. So it was hard to sort of diagnose early, how's he going to fit into what they've been trying to establish within that locker room, a building sort of principle, a workmanlike approach. And it seems like he's fit in really well in that regard. But, yeah, as a football player, there were some matchups, and it wasn't just CeeDee Gardner-Johnson. It was also Kevin Byard on the back end. Matt LaFleur did a really effective job of finding matchups, dictating matchups, whether it was Bo Melton, whether it was Christian Watson, them getting Jaden Reed back into the lineup.
Yeah.
He infuses something to that receiver core in a similar fashion to what Kyler Gordon does for the Bears secondary, because Jaden Reed can do so many different things in their route tree and in their motion package. He's their eye candy. You know, if he was on this Bears offense, he'd be the guy running all over the place in motion if Ben Johnson were utilizing him. So he's capable of a lot of different things, in a similar fashion to how Kyler Gordon can do a lot of different things at the third and the second level for the Bears defensively. So having no Gordon, and the timing of it matters a lot, folks, because to lose a guy in pregame warmups, a guy who you're planning on dressing amongst the active dress list for the game, to lose him in warmups, now you're just down numbers. Now you don't have as many guys. It impacts kind of the domino effect on special teams and the practice reps, the time in meetings that have been there throughout the week. Yeah, I'm sure everybody got all the mental reps you need, but I would say this game yesterday was as confused at times, as uncertain as we've seen this Bears second and third level look at any point since really early in the season.
That's a great way to put it, because on the Bo Melton play, the 45-yarder, Big Ant, yeah, and this segment with Anthony Heron is sponsored by Busey Bank. Building business, growing wealth since 1868, Raheem Harrison Grody on the score. But what did you see there? Were you able to discern Jalen Johnson and Jaquan Brisker on that particular play, where it's Brisker that appears to be in the picture last, but you have Jalen Johnson seemingly more consumed with another receiver and probably should have made the move to Watson? Or to Melton, excuse me.
All I've watched so far is the TV copy. I haven't done the All-22 deep dive on the film yet. So I'll certainly go at least partly off of the way Tom Brady was describing it. Just the idea that it definitely looked like the landmark is off there somewhere. The spacing between the safety position and the corner position, where you bring a blitz and Jalen Johnson doesn't end up adding himself to that blitz. Now, why is that? Is that because he knows the whole way? He's supposed to be help, like a, you know, HBO type of situation, I used to call it when I was coaching defense. Help a brother out coverage, where when you have a route that's working over the top behind you, where you're going to relate to the spacing of that safety who's seemingly, you know, getting beat over the top on the back end and giving up that green grass that's there. They were able to scheme up routes heading into voids in that Bears secondary several times, for Watson multiple times, for Melton on this play, and it happened over and over again in the game. Jalen Johnson has been out. He's missed a bunch of time this season. And yes, I'm sure he's been in a bunch of the meeting rooms preparing for it. But not only Jalen Johnson still trying to get back up to full speed physically, and there's no reason to assume he would be, and he's even said he's not 100% physically yet, but mentally, the reactions you need to have in the moment, the verbal and nonverbal communication, the sight adjustments that happen on the back end in the secondary, Jalen Johnson hasn't been a part of a lot of that this season because he just hasn't been out there.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a good point, because we were talking about just whether we couldn't tell if Jalen Johnson, I don't know that he's fully healthy, you know, that part of it too. And then that frozen tundra at Lambeau really was frozen tundra yesterday. Like there were issues with footing too. I'm sure you understand that, having played on NFL surfaces and understanding what that one is. But it wasn't the same crispness that we had seen with the secondary. And what's interesting is we knew that the Packers like to spread the ball around a lot, you know? So then that would mean they're going to try to use the one-on-one matchups with the tried and trues to beat you on man, and then use the other guys to kind of pick through the zone. But to do it with such efficacy, that's what was so surprising.
And you go back to the Packers' previous game where Dontayvion Wicks was huge for them. They didn't even end up needing him in the game because they had Jaden Reed to be able to be a part of how they were operating offensively. So they've got a bunch of weaponry available. And part of what makes them tough to stop is that, in a similar fashion to the Bears coach, Matt LaFleur and that Green Bay offense, they're not going to get too far removed from just running the football. So you have to respect the physicality that they're trying to come downhill at you with. And so then that forces you into a position where off play action, or even before they motion to a spread formation, you got to make sure you're hunkered down. Which personnel are we going to run in defensively? Because Josh Jacobs is on the field, but are they going to go spread while Jacobs is out there? Is Jordan Love going to have the opportunity to check, to audibleize pre-snap just based off our personnel or our alignment on defense? And at the end, unless you allow the play clock to tick down below 3 and 2 seconds, the offense always has the marker last. So when you're on the grease board, you're drawing up a bunch of different stuff defensively, but everything is in reaction to, in adjustment to, what you think, what your educated guess is that the offense is going to throw at you. And Green Bay is so varied with their offense. They can go full finesse. They can go spread. They've even sprinkled in some tempo at times this season. But in the end, you got to worry about Josh Jacobs, because if you don't, he's looking to check your chin.
Yeah, I agree with that. As we talk with Anthony here, and you can find him anywhere and everywhere on these airwaves, on Fox, local Big Ten Network. This man's everywhere, okay? He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. And I'm glad he's with us each and every Monday as we Monday morning quarterback our way through things. I want to talk about the beginning of this game, Anthony. Sure. And obviously the Bears unable to set the tone that they wanted to.
Right.
Were you surprised that they ran so few two times on the first two series, couple three and outs, and they were trying to throw the ball around? Caleb Williams 0 for 5. Like, what did you think of the way they came out offensively?
I didn't think as a team, I didn't feel like they looked that sharp.
Okay.
And so this is where you kind of go into dime store psychologist mode a little bit, because there was so much buildup. We were all a part of it, and understandably so, because it's exciting that the Bears were in first place and they're heading to Lambeau and the rivalry means something, and it's fun to discuss it in that way. But then think about where the guys at Hallis Hall are at. It's Ben Johnson's first time experiencing this and leading a team through this as a head coach. First time the vast majority of those guys. How many players in that locker room have even had a winning season in the NFL, have experienced a playoff run in the National Football League? So this is a new stage to this version of the Bears as a whole. And frankly, I felt like in a lot of the first half, that they looked a little hesitant. That they seemed to be playing a little bit tentative early. I didn't think they were really commanding the stage, being the aggressor. And in a game like that, you're either, you know, you're the one feeling the pressure or you're the one applying the pressure. And it looked to me like Green Bay was the one applying the pressure on both sides of the ball for a lot of the first half. Then you got into half number two, and it did seem like the Bears came out of the locker room with a different spark, with a different life force. And the defense did what they could. They did force a couple of punts in the second half, but certainly the offense came to life. And I thought a lot of the first half of the game, Marshall, to your point, beyond the schematic aspect of it, I just didn't feel like the Bears were kind of completely ready and locked in and kind of Clubber Lang style, you know, prediction pain. I didn't think that was the mode they were in to kick the game off.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think it, in a way, Big Ant, it's good, because they realize that they can't get away with this, like that first offensive series for the Bears. I know it's early. It's the first drive of the game. You have the entire game to make up for it, but you can't have that early on in a game that big against the Packers at Lambeau Field with consequences. So,
and growth. So even think about, like, you know, just talking about kind of where our brains were in those early couple of series. I can't remember the last time I watched the Bears early offensively and just thought, man, there's all these self-inflicted wounds. Like, okay, they're going to leave Darnell Wright one-on-one more than they do anyone else because he's Darnell Wright. Certainly more than they do Ozzie Trapillo. But you get the early holding call on Darnell Wright.
That sucks.
You get a ball that Colston Loveland, it feels like he would normally haul in that first pass reception opportunity he had from Caleb. He lets that one. Now, he doesn't let it go through his hands. It's a nice play by the DB. But the ball gets into his body, as opposed to Colston Loveland, more effectively than probably any other pass catcher, is really adept at reaching out and snatching the football. And he wasn't in a tight window where a big collision was incoming, because that's normally when a pass catcher is really looking to and being taught to body catch if you got a collision coming right now. Loveland had enough space there. We could have reached out and plucked that with his hands, it seemed to me, but he didn't. Let it get into his body, almost in a more tentative manner. Defender comes in, punches that ball away. Then, what, a snap or two later, you get a false start on Loveland. Like, there was sort of, you know, a cascade of mistakes from the Bears that seemingly they had been avoiding those types of things in a lot of the double-digit offensive drives that had been coming up lately. So I'm sorry to cut you off, Gross.
No,
but just
it's
talking
okay.
about the mental space early. Yeah. And as I'm viewing it, that's what I'm thinking. Like, all right, this just isn't as sharp as we've seen the Bears looking lately.
And they learned they can't get away with that. They can't, because they have. They have gotten away with that a lot this year, where you don't see a sharp offense, whether it's the receivers or Caleb Williams not being good, because we've all had fun with it. It's been fun. Yeah. Oh, where's Caleb for a half or three? Oh, and then he's all of a sudden good. They ran out of time, literally, in this game to make one of those comebacks. And I get it. They came real close. Things we could be having a completely different talk this morning if a few inches were a little bit better for the Bears. But it does show you can't get away with that stuff against the good teams, and that will go right into the playoffs, assuming the Bears make the playoffs.
Mm. And I really felt like Green Bay played well. Also, like, I mean, we were talking about it all last week, and it was one thing, like, you know, kind of to your point, we were having fun with it. We were in some ways making light of it. You know, Ben Johnson poking the bear from the jump, and Green Bay and Micah Parsons talking about feeling disrespected and whatever else. And it was a very competitive game and a second half where the Bears outplayed the Packers for large chunks of that second half. That's how they fought back into it. But Green Bay was locked in for that game. The Packers were very engaged in that game, even though they're the franchise who does have the experience on these stages. They are the head coach, the quarterback, the roster. that's been in the playoffs, has been in the playoff chase, that has had division titles before. So they know the consistency, the attention to detail that it takes. And it's one thing to talk about it and to sort of know about it. It's a different thing to put yourself consistently in that mental space of preparation to achieve it. And that's what, to me, like, you know, bulletin board material, it can certainly be overstated, but the impact of it isn't non-existent. And I'm not even here to say that you shouldn't or can't give the opponent bulletin board material. I'm just here to point out that, yes, it can be a factor in things. And it's not as much a factor on game day as it is the other 6 days of the week. Because Green Bay looked like a team that was really very prepared in great detail for what the Bears threw at them. Not only the Bears' defense, where that blitz package that was able to overwhelm Jalen Hurts at times in the previous game, Packers had that blocked up really frequently. And when they didn't, Jordan Love was just floating off his back foot, throwing a little teardrop to a frequently open wide receiver. So they looked locked in on offense and defensively. There were certainly some players, some receivers getting schemed open, but DJ Moore trying to get the rock. I mean, like, every time he touched the ball, somebody's ready to cold cock him. Like, they were all over the ways that the Bears utilized DJ Moore in motion and varying his alignment. And, you know, the second half, I'd say credit to the Bears, because I still don't feel like it was a second half where Ben Johnson really took the game over and had Jeff Hafley confused. But you saw Bears offense executing at a really high level, and that's just life in the NFL when two good teams are going at it. So the Bears offense really came to life in half number two. But Green Bay's defense still looked more than ready for what the Bears threw at them schematically. And with some of the window dressing that Ben Johnson has become so known for, he wasn't able to trick and confuse Green Bay's defense in the same way, because they're one of the top defenses in football. So that should have been the expectation coming in. But my point is, Green Bay looked very ready for that stage, very ready for that matchup, and they were locked in schematically on both sides of the ball.
That's Anthony Heron. We have another segment with Big Ant coming up next as we continue to evaluate this Bears and Packers game. That was a Packers win. I don't like saying it. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. More with Anthony Heron coming up next here on 670 The Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.